Sparkle Blossom.
And I'm Charlie Credit.
And this is Nature Watch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Nature Watch. Today, we're going to be telling a story about a bat that we had in our house. So not a regular episode, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's a bonus story.
And sorry we haven't made an episode in a while. It's just we've been pretty busy.
Yeah, not just the schoolwork. School's been out for a while now.
With other stuff. Mm-hmm. And here is our story.
Yay!
Now for the bat story.
Dun dun no.
Okay, so it was midnight, and there's something rattling in my curtains, and I just thought it was the wind. So I went back to sleep. And then I woke up, and there's something crawling up my bedside curtains. Like, I've got curtains right next to my bedside that I close to sleep in. And something was crawling up it. And at first I thought it was a toad, then I thought it was a hairy spider. And then I looked at it closely, and it flew in my face, and it did laps around my ceiling. Then it left. And I thought it was a bat. So my dad came to wake me up in the morning, and I told him there was a bat in the room. And of course, he didn't believe me. So, as the day went on, I just kept thinking, like, oh, it's probably just a dream, because I was, like, half asleep at the time. And then, 11 o'clock at night, we hear this scream, followed by hysterical laughter.
It was our mom laughing because there was a bat in the house. So it turns out Sparkle was right, and it wasn't actually a dream.
Yeah, there was a bat flying around the bedroom. So I went up and to see what was going on, and a bat flew over my head and disappeared. And Charlie didn't want to help with the search, so she locked herself in the bedroom. And the rest of us went around to look for the bat.
And if you're ever, I don't know, for some reason hiding from a bat, which there's no reason to, because they aren't evil or anything, be afraid. But if you ever need to get away from a bat and you close your bedroom door, it's pointless because they can just crawl under the door.
Most likely they'd slip, so stop scaring your fans, Charlie.
Yeah, well, there's nothing to be scared of, though, except a bat flying around your room.
Okay, let's finish the story, then we'll tell about why you should not be scared of bats.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, where were we? All right, so we were looking for the bat, me, my mom, and my dad. And we found it downstairs on our window screen. So my mom opened up the window screen, and we coaxed it out. But before that, my dad decided he was going to try and catch in a hat. And then it flew around a bit more. And then we got it out eventually, but it was a pretty interesting experience.
Yeah, it was quite a crazy night. Not your average night, for sure.
Well, because you were locked in your room texting everybody.
Well,
duh.
Okay, now, why you should not be scared of bats? Because, one, bats, they're well known for carrying rabies and a bunch of other diseases through bite or scratch. Which, yes, it is possible, but it most likely won't bite or scratch you.
Unless you start swatting at it. Then it'll get stressed and probably.
Yeah, and if you're outside and a bat is flying near you, don't wave your arms and flail because it'll get caught in your hair and stuff. So just stand still and let it avoid you because it's very good with echolocation.
Yes, like you'd be surprised.
Echolocation is where the bat makes noises, and the noises rebound off things back to the bat so they can hear what other people are saying. I mean, like, no, not what other people are saying. So they can sense the objects so they know to avoid mm-hmm. them. And it's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, bats are amazing.
Same with dolphins. Dolphins use echolocation, too.
Cool, I didn't know that.
You didn't?
No.
Oh. Well, somebody's feeling a little batty.
Oh, gosh. That was a bad joke.
Yes, it was a very bat joke.
Oh, gosh.
Bat puns for the win.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and if anybody has any questions on bats, please say so.
I'm Sparkle Awesome.
And I'm Charlie Crittle.
And this was Nature Watch.